Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX.
Macho, macho man. Hunter and I want to be macho man.
Macho, macho man.
Oh, God. And the least macho.
Yeah.
So far, you know, no, I take that back. We got some dumbbells, man. I've been throwing some weight around, bro.
God, I felt bad. I went to pat you on the arm the other day, and I cut my finger on your shoulder bone. I was like, ah, Jesus.
Shut up.
Get some muscle on there, buddy.
Getting big, dude.
Hey, are you getting yoked? You getting yoked?
Getting yoked. Getting spring break ready, even though spring break. So next year's spring break.
When's the last time you actually lifted weights? Was it?
You know what? Let me think. Dude, I'm serious. Like lifted weights.
Like lifted weights for a workout. Like I'm going
for
to the
workout?
Gym. I'm going to the gym to work my muscles, to do it, to get big.
To pump some iron. Dude, probably like 2014 or something.
Jeez.
Like, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
You know, high school muscles, man. I'm still riding the wave.
I'm telling you what, they're going quick. Okay, buddy.
they're withering away, but.
Yeah.
I'm sore, man. Doing the dumbbells last night, and you're like, okay, I'm done.
What size dumbbells did you get? Did you get the 25ers?
So we got a whole rack of them. It starts with like 10s and it goes to like 35s, I think.
Nice. How much did that cost you? Good Lord. Those weights are expensive nowadays.
She got them at Costco, and she's been hunting for these things. Well, we've been looking for them. I've been kind of looking on, like, you know, Marketplace, wherever you can look. And right now, everybody wants a weight set.
Yep.
Everybody in the world wants to work out, apparently.
Yep.
And they're like double the price. So she actually scooped one up at Costco the other day. I don't know if she got there at the right time. It was just put on the shelf or something. But I think she paid like 300 something bucks.
Damn. But, you know, what do they say? Usually a buck a pound. Isn't that usually what it is?
Yeah, I think it's like a little over.
Yeah, a little over a buck a pound, so. Well, those things will be collecting cobwebs and dust in no time. So.
Shut up.
Hunter's like, I did a couple sets. I'm feeling pretty good.
Next time you see me, I'm going to be like Dolph Lundgren from Rocky.
Yeah, the bad guy? That makes sense.
You know?
All right. Well, enough about Hunter's amazing muscles. We got to keep removing. It's time for your morning dump.
Right. It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, bust out the wallets, man, because gas is at $3.04 a gallon average, and that's the highest it's been in 6 years. Of course, we're gearing up for a holiday weekend, a three-day weekend, which always bumps the price of gas up. But you know why it's going up? Because you got a bunch of idiots down south filling up garbage bags full of gasoline.
What? Come on, guys. Come on. You know what you do? You see somebody filling up a plastic bag full of gas. Here's what you do. You walk up to them and you just slap them. Bam! Right across the face. And you point your finger at it and say, no.
You walk up to them and you grab the handle, the pump from them. You spray them with gas and you light them on fire. All right? That's what you do.
You flick a match over there.
Yeah, you flick a match. I know. That sounds aggressive. It sounds aggressive. But these people don't need to be procreating, okay? Yeah.
That's the only time I agree with smoking.
Yeah.
That's right. Slow motion flick of the cig that you see in the movies, you know?
If you see someone filling up something other than a gas can or a vehicle with gasoline, because there's a gas shortage and we're going to run out. You're allowed to light that person on fire, God, okay? Dude. That's just where I'm at.
There's a hilarious forum of just people filling up weird things of gas. And you're just like, dude, such a face palm thing.
God. What are you doing? If you're going home and sniffing the gas to get that sweet high, okay, fine. All right? It's nice to have a little extra around just in case. But, my God. Anyway.
Dude, they're putting it in their trunk. They're tying the trash bag like they got trash in it. Throwing it in the trunk.
Yeah.
Drive off.
They're putting it in storage tubs. I saw a great photo of a lady, you know, a real fine-looking broad. Good Lord. Tell that lady only wear sweatpants. She was filling up one of those rubber storage totes full of gasoline.
Oh, jeez, dude. Come on.
I got to drive slow because I lost the top a long time ago, so we just got to make sure it doesn't spill everywhere. Good God, people.
What are you doing with the gas when you get home? You can't just pour gas into your tank from a trash bag, guys.
No, I siphon it out. I get a good mouthful and I spit
they're
it into my
They're not smart enough to siphon it out, Brock. Come on.
They're taking little cups and they're just trying to pour it in there. So, anyway. Hey, come here, Jethro, and hold open this little flap there on the gas tank so I can fill it up. Idiots.
Filling trash bags. Go light your bonfire with that gas.
Exactly.
Do us all a favor.
Light yourself on fire like one of those monks. Lastly, a new report from the World Health Organization says long work hours are literally killing us. A global study finds that people who work at least 55 hours a week are 35% more likely to die of a stroke and have a 70% higher chance of keeling over from a heart attack compared to those folks who work 40 hours a week. Wow. Middle-aged or older men were the highest risk group.
Dude, there's people out there working like 60, 65, 70 hours a week.
Look.
Is that even possible?
The older I've gotten, the more I've realized that and I love my job. All right. We got a fantastic job. We have a low impact job is what I like to call it. Hunter and I are what we call stressed. But the older I've gotten, the more I'm like, I was reading somewhere like someone made a post like, I don't know what dream job means. All right. I'm not dreaming about working. You know, my dream job is literally anything else other than having to go to work. All right.
Work.
That's what it is. That's what it is. All right.
Can we all agree?
We need to stop this mentality of dream job. Hey, little Timmy, what's your dream job? I don't know. I think I want to go to an office and wear a tie and work my life away until I'm 65.
Hey, little Timmy, how do you want to be miserable later on in your life?
Yeah. Hey, little Timmy, how do you want to be a useless cog in the machine that no one will remember when you die?
All right? Nobody will remember.
You got to remember, folks. You got to remember, okay? The chances of that company caring
Timmy's
about
crying.
You. Yeah, Timmy's like, I just wanted to be a fireman.
Well, stay here as long as you can. Right.
Look, I don't know about you, but this retirement thing sounds pretty sweet until I find out that I got to be 65 to do it. What? Yeah.
Dude, if you're working 65 hours a week, you better effing love your job.
God, the porn star.
Or you better have a terrible wife.
One of the two. Yeah, either you hate going home to your wife and kids, or you're a porn star. That's the only thing I would consider. Even a porn star after 65 hours.
I'm tired.
Can I retire yet? This is insane. Yeah, we need to stop this rhetoric of, you gotta put in them long hours. You gotta earn it. No, you don't. I'm pretty sure we didn't evolve, all right? We didn't have to fight off saber-toothed tigers and kill woolly mammoths just in order to get to a place where we gotta sit in front of a computer screen for 40 years and just so we get a gold watch and we say, all right, well, thanks for the time. We'll see you later. Have fun dying. It's like, what? No, dude, I'm done. This is ridiculous. We're just killing ourselves. Knock it off. Yeah.
I wonder how many people are going to quit their job after this.
Break. I hope so. You know what? If I inspired you,
I'm done.
If I inspired you to quit your job and just follow your passion, I hope so. Good God, man.
Well, we don't need that right now. We need people to go to work.
Look, if we all collectively quit, they're just going to have to figure it out. Okay, let's speed up this robot process. Robots can bag my groceries, mow my lawn, and flip my burgers. If I just get to go out and go fishing every single day, I'm fine with it, man.
I like that. Yeah. Worldwide strike. Here we go.
Here we go. We got this figured out, man. You take that gold watch and you shove it up. Oh, it's got my name printed on it and it says, thanks for the 40 years. Get out of here. Come on. All right. Oh, that's enough of me ranting. We'll be back with more WIRX.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.